A 1.2 billion rand settlement from SAA has provided Comair with much needed cushioning during its full year. As a result, the airline's earnings has nearly trebled. Excluding the settlement, the group's profit would have nosedived by 82%. In the meantime, operating expenses grew 16% as the group battled rand and oil price volatility. And Glenn Osmond, who's joint CEO of Comair, joins us in studio now to discuss the numbers and what it spells for the company's growth trajectory moving forward. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening. So, as I say, you've seen your profit almost triple, but as a result of the settlement received from SAA, stripping that out, before tax profits slumping back 82%. And I guess the latter more illustrative of the pressures you're under at the moment.
Well, really, it's a few things. I think a few highlights of the year. The settlement with SAA was great. That was 14 years in the making. Eventually, we settled. So it was great to have that in income and putting that behind us, the unfair competition. A few other highlights, though. The market is really tough, strong competition, no GDP growth. We still grew passenger numbers 4%. We grew revenue 9%. So we're really happy with our revenue growth. We have a pile of cash, and we're happy that we've settled SAA. A few setbacks, though, mainly was the price of oil and the weaker rand. That hit us about 430 million rand, so we took some pain there. And then we had fleet availability issues with the new aircraft we've acquired, the 737 MAX, that got grounded unexpectedly, and we had some short-term costs as we had to bring in leased aircraft at short notice. So overall, a few pluses and a few minuses, but a great year overall.
I want to tackle the minuses separately. Front and centre, volatility in the rand oil price, which saw a 16% rise in operating expenses, with fuel and currency movements adding to the cost line to the extent that it has. What kind of hedging strategy do you have in play?
Okay, what we need to do is, it's exactly as you say, fuel profitability is largely linked to the oil price. So the oil price is always volatile, so the earnings will be volatile. In order to try and reduce the volatility, what we need to do is we need new aircraft, which we've invested in new aircraft, leading technology aircraft, 15-16% fuel efficiency savings. So the fuel impact going forward will be less. Secondly, is we need new revenue streams. So we've invested significantly in new aviation-related businesses. We now own businesses in terms of aircraft leasing, in terms of aircraft catering. We own businesses on holidays. We own the airport lounges. So what we're trying to do is spread our revenue risk. And by investing new technology, we're going to bring down the fuel volatility as well.
Notwithstanding all of those efforts in play, of course, we've had markets this week center on the 5% cut in global oil supply. How rattled are you, or is this simply the name of the game?
I think you're right. It's the name of the game. Fuel price volatility has always been there. It's not going away. As I said, the solution is new aircraft, and the other thing is new revenue streams, and we're working strongly on those two.
Of course, a new aircraft not alleviating the pressure to the extent that you would have liked it to, because you've had a Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft grounded, and that impacting, as you've alluded to, your fleet availability. How hard has that hit, Glenn?
It hit us around about 200 million rand in our earnings for this year. So if you factor in without the fuel volatility and the impact of the fleet availability, we would have shown significant growth in the airline year on year. We would have been close to 600 million because we took a 400 million knock on oil and a 200 million knock on fleet.
Yeah. Are you going to be compensated by Boeing for that grounded aircraft down the line?
We're preparing a compensation claim. It will be significant, and we aren't alone in this. It's a global issue. So we expect globally the airlines will be making compensation claims, and we expect to be compensated.
While you wait for that, of course, you've highlighted the fact that you have looked at other ways to increase revenue. Amidst load factors, you've seen a revenue rise 9% nevertheless, and this despite higher average fares. How much scope, Glenn, do you have to push further on those fares, and those costs to the consumer?
It really is one thing we're strong on. We're strong on revenue growth consistently. We achieved load factor growth this year. We grew passenger numbers 4% in a flat market. If you take the year forward, we expect further growth in a similar number. So we're expanding the airline, we're becoming more efficient, and we're expecting more revenue growth. So we're fairly confident on those numbers.
Okay, and scope for growth on your ancillary and non-airline revenue?
We're expecting significant growth in that area. As I said, we've invested in an aircraft leasing business, an aircraft maintenance business, lounges, a whole host of businesses, and the share of non-airline profits will really continue growing as we go forward.
Taking a look at your CapEx spend moving forward, what kind of capital are you putting to work?
Well, if you take the three new aircraft we've acquired, the three MAX aircraft, they're about 750 million rand each. So there's significant capital spend on the aircraft, but we will receive payback on higher income, improved reliability, and importantly, lower fuel costs.
Let's leave it there, Glenn. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Glenn Osmond is joint CEO of Comair.